Hi, this is Gary Chalk, and you're listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
This is GeekCast Radio, episode 349, folks. I am TFG and Mike, and we recorded this before the 4,000th overall podcast episode for the GeekCast Radio Network. We recorded this in early April of 2025, so this is going to be in the past. So if you have already listened to All Things Transformers, episode 444 of that podcast, that is the overall 4,000th episode we have recorded here at the GeekCast Radio Network in 16 years of the network being online. But I wanted to put this little preview here, this little teaser, PSA, whatever the hell you want to call it, before GeekCast Radio episode 349, where we talk about something. I don't even remember what the heck we talked about in this episode, but I'm going to find out as I edit it right now here on the GeekCast Radio Network. And without any further ado, here's myself and Steve Megatron talking about something geeky. Oh, I remember what it was. Award shows are a joke. Enjoy, folks. Now, back to the show. Hello and welcome to the 349th episode of GeekCast Radio. Yes, that's right, folks. We are back. And no, this is not a convention attention episode. This is a normal, everyday GCR that we've been doing for the last almost 16 years. We are, this is May something or other. No, not May. This is April something or other. We're about 2 months, a little less than 2 months away from the 16th anniversary of the GeekCast Radio Network. I'm, of course, TFG and Mike. Joining me is returning Steve Megatron. How the hell have you been?
I'm bananas. I've been doing pretty good. Finally coming out from under the rock I've been hiding under, and looking forward to, you know, actually producing more content.
Yeah, I've noticed, and you'll probably see this episode here soon, folks, but I've noticed in the last couple of weeks, because of how insane I am and how I'm basically doing daily podcasting, Studio 2009 is in the middle of the Columbo Files, 8 episodes. And then Michael Wilson and I are in the middle of kind of, sort of, almost, but not really wrapping up the podcast organization without a cool acronym. So the entire main slider, Columbo, 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 Phineas and Ferb, Columbo, Phineas and Ferb, Columbo.
Like, yeah, I'm almost like borderline ready to take studio out of the slider.
Stop it. No, don't do that.
It's there too much, man.
I know. Well, you know, it won't be there that much longer. There's only, well, I mean, it will be, but it won't be. So after this month, it'll be back to weekly, I think. Yeah, it'll be back to weekly because episode 41 to 51 is weekly movie. It's the Fast Saga, so it's 11 episodes of that. Or something like that. I don't remember. So yeah, that's what's going on with the GeekCast Radio Network website stuff. And tonight, folks, award shows are a joke.
I wrote an article about that.
Yeah.
Number of years ago.
Yes, yes, you did.
Yeah, it's kind of, one, if anybody knows my disdain for any of these award shows, it kind of comes around often. Because, you know, they do these every year, and every year they're a travesty.
Yep.
I even wrote one in December. Why, yeah, award shows like the Oscars and video game awards are a waste of time.
I'm there right now. Yep.
Because it's all spectacle over substance. Like, it's a total waste of time. And then, because it's funny, because I had the, you know, the whole section about it being under fire, you know, about the selection process and then choosing the nominees and what qualifies as prestigious and, you know, what's had the huge marketing budget and they're, you know, and the fact that they're often not picked on artistic merit or innovation, but on industry politics and strategic marketing.
Yeah.
Only to have it confirmed. Which just, oh, this is funny. So anyways, I started seeing this on Twitter or X earlier today. Mm-hmm. There was this post by, and I don't take everything at face value because people just can make crap up. Yep. And it was by like Film Updates, and they were like, the Academy is now implementing a new rule that members must now watch all nominated films in each category to be eligible to vote in the final round for the Oscars. And then the screenshot, it's got of somebody going in all caps, they weren't doing that before? And and I was like, oh, this is funny. You know, and then adding insult to injury, I decided to fact check.
Mm-hmm.
And it's legit.
Yeah.
So we have, you know, a number of resources, and, you know, yes, the Academy decided that members must actually watch the films before voting in category. It's like saying, Mike, Steve, don't just read the review off Wikipedia.
Yeah.
I mean that's essentially what they're doing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we're going to judge it on the trailer and whether we like the actor or not. So anyways, this new rule is true. And the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences is officially mandated that the members must watch all nominated films in a category before they can vote in that category, which I don't feel like you could be a legit critic if you didn't suffer through the film in the first place.
True.
That you're pontificating should be something we all should care about. And especially it's kind of biased anyway, because they don't take true consideration for animated films. They don't do superhero films. It's very much their closed basket of, well, we've always done it this way and it's always been these type of films and we're not deviating.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course the Academy has, you know, their track record with members only screening room. So they're going to track them with this screening room app, which I think is wonderful.
Yes.
For films watched at screenings or festivals, and the members must submit a form verifying when and where they viewed them. You know, obviously to make sure that they're not pulling this out of their hindquarters. So the ramifications of the rule are more informed voting, and it basically ensures that voters are making decisions based on the actual films rather than the reputation marketing or personal biases. I mean, it's no different than any of these other geek pop culture websites out there that are, you know, having their personal bias and, you know, things about the reputation or, but at least the ones that aren't owned by Hollywood studio type stuff actually watch the movie and, you know, have a fair opinion one way or the other about it. But they've watched the movie.
Yep.
And so this could also have the ramification of having potentially fewer voters, because some may opt out of voting in certain categories if they don't have time to watch all the nominees, which honestly wouldn't be a bad thing, because you might get some fresh blood in there. You know,
very true.
some people that want to actually watch some of these movies and not just, you know, nominating Pedro Pascal for, you know, 50 roles or Oscar Isaac or, you know, Benedict Cumberbatch, or, you know, how they just kept getting shoehorned in. I mean, it's Chris Pratt right now, too, but they're all being shoved in these movies constantly. But I think it's also ramification of these stupid award shows.
Yeah.
But it could also impact with, you know, lesser known films benefiting because voters will be required to watch them rather than skipping them.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know was a thing. I mean, it kind of makes sense that they're finally leading to this, but this data that was compiled just further leads into my various articles where I'm complaining about the Oscars and the fact that they're a joke. And, you know, it's saying historically there have been concerns that they haven't watched all the nominees, leading to questionable voting outcomes. And some of the voters having, you know, admitted they skipped certain films because they were too long or not in their style. Which if you're going to like base it on a whole category, you should at least sample everything in that category and actually watch it from start to finish. I mean, if that is your job,
Yeah, exactly.
But it's contributed to a lot of snubs and surprising wins where, you know, films with strong industry buzz lost out to more mainstream or familiar choices. Or, you know, some of the criticisms, and one of the reasons I consider it a joke is because they have their personal bias towards certain genres, like they kind of skip over sci-fi. I'm not a personal fan of horror, but they do skip over that as well.
Yeah.
And action films are typically overlooked in favor of like certain types of dramas or things that honestly I wouldn't give the time of day.
Like, and the funny thing about the drama category is that drama, okay, maybe I'm not that into the drama category anymore, but I remember drama used to be a bigger deal in movie. Like, I don't know. I think, at least for me, other genres like superheroes, like sci-fi, like other things like that have taken over where drama used to be a bigger niche in that. Mm-hmm. And it's so weird. Like, when I hear drama film, I'm like, what? Like, what would that choice be? I know I'm out of it, folks. I get it.
But yeah, I mean, so there's that, and then there's the campaigning and politics. You know, how studios spend millions lobbying for awards. It kind of reminds me of, and this is something I've noticed from just being in marketing, the places that are putting on the awards, it's very much a pay to play. So like, if you own a business and you don't pay for the awards, you won't win the awards. But if you pay and they like you, you'll win.
Yep.
And so it's kind of like, it leads me to wonder how the process works. And I feel like it's like that with a lot of awards. I feel like a lot of them are marketing payoffs.
Oh, most definitely.
And this is no different. Like, I feel like they're all kind of rigged, because you'll never see a small mom and pop business win compared to a chain, or you won't see, you know, a smaller movie win compared to a franchise that's been around, or a director that's highly acclaimed by the critics of the awards. But they're not, you know, you kind of get where I'm going with this. Like, it's very suspicious in that. And so, especially when over the years, many deserving films and performances have been blatantly ignored, leading to irritation with the audience for the critics.
Yep.
And then there's been a lot of backlash for failing to recognize different, you know, diverse voices in filmmaking, or different, you know, ideals. Like, I don't have a problem with it. Like, if, you know, they should be doing it based on merit.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm just hoping that it fixes the reputation and the credibility and makes it actually worth watching.
Yeah.
The fact that they're having to do this at, you know, as a damage control to try and get the ratings back so that they can hit that magical 100 tells me that methinks they're not doing so well.
Yeah, methinks they're not doing so well either. And the thing of it is like, okay, so lately they're in the last two Oscars, this year and last year, I forget what the moment was last. There were two moments during the shows where I'm like, oh, that's really freaking cool. That's awesome. And that's why I liked it. It has nothing to do about anything else except for those two moments, except for the show that happened last year. I don't remember what the moment was, but the most recent moment that I remember is the Karen Culkin moment about his wife.
Oh, yeah.
About that. That moment is why I love moments like that. Is why I love some of the award shows, when you can be as, like, literally he told them, don't start playing the music. Like, literally, like, when you can do that and actually get them to listen to you, that's amazing. But the rest of it, I think the last time I watched a award show, specifically the Oscars, Phil Donahue was on with Raquel Welch in the 90s. Oh, wait, that was Naked Gun. Whoops. But you get my point. Like, I don't know. I'm happy for some of these people that win if they deserve the win. That's great. That's awesome. But other than that, I don't buy into all this stuff.
Yeah, I agree. I've not enjoyed really any of the award shows. Like, I find them all to be just kind of, I mean, I get it. Like, I understand they want to recognize people in their industry. They want to, you know, it is good to recognize accomplishments and growth and, you know, a job well done in the industry. I do understand that. And I do feel they have the right to it. However, it becomes a soapbox for whoever's winning to pontificate their beliefs and everything else. It's like, and Ricky Gervais said it rather bluntly years ago, you know, thank your creator, thank your family, thank your, you know, spouse, and say thanks for your word. Shut up and sit down. You have no business telling anybody anything else. Like, just get your award and shut up and sit down. And so, like, I kind of agree with that.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, yes, you know, I'd like to thank, you know, the people that got me here and things like that. But, like, we don't need your whole political and everything else. Like, just, you know, speak to the accomplishments of your peers that worked on the film with you. Like, got you where you are. Like, thank you to the great writer of the film that you were in that you won the nomination for, or the director, or your stunt double, or, you know, whatever. Like,
yeah, whatever it is. Yeah.
Like, use that as your soapbox to be humble.
Yep. Absolutely.
And you should take some pride in owning and winning the award as long as it's earned, you know, which it sounds like. In some cases, I'm sure they were. In other cases, I'm sure that people got snubbed for the wrong reason. But it sounds like with this new rule, it could improve the credibility. We'll see whether it actually does anything, whether it's worth it.
Yeah, who knows? You never know. But yeah, I mean, I've never understood, like, oh, you have given me accolades. I am now going to go on a tirade. Like, no, that's what social media is for. If you want to go crazy, do it on social media, do it on whatever, but don't do it when people are praising you or people are trying to acknowledge your accomplishments of doing a good job or whatever kind of thing, or doing an excellent job, not just a good job, doing it. Not everyone has a freaking Oscar. That's an accomplishment in Hollywood that should be set above everything else. And I think that's why the Oscars has always, why the Academy has always had the higher standards, why they don't do the superhero films, why certain, like, the superhero stuff or the certain action stuff is excluded, because I think they've got their pinkies up in the air, they've got their noses up at us, and they're like, oh, those are just everyday films. We want highbrow. We want this. We want that. We want whatever. And, you know, hey, if you're lucky enough to win, that's awesome for you. Go enjoy it. Have a good time, like you've already said. Thank who you need to thank, and sit the fuck down.
Pretty much. I mean, and it's funny because I had this, you know, this article in December because the Video Game Awards.
Yep.
Well, the previous time, April of 2021, the Oscars, it's that time again. Like, yep. I wrote an article then too.
Yep.
And again, I wrote, you know, each year, surprising to learn the picks that did and didn't take home the Golden Statue. Mm. And it's funny because I've complained about it literally every year.
Well, yeah,
almost. Like, I mean, I've spaced it out some, but it's been the same boat.
It's a running gag that we do.
But I mean, like, even my thoughts back in 2021 commenting on it, suffice it to say, I haven't seen a new movie in theaters in years. I am mostly a Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, Disney Plus person when it comes to my film and television consumption.
Yep.
You know, and then commenting on other things and, you know, hearing about, you know, the movies that came out during that time, like Tenet, Mulan, you know, Borat sequel and all kinds of stupid crap. And then I complained about the, like, the CalArts crap, which I still hate. I my own opinion there. And then I did another one in 2019 around the same time. That particular year, I was interested in some of the stuff. I think that was when they had like Billy Crystal hosting.
Probably.
I don't know. Something. And there were like hosts that did a good job on there.
Yeah.
But I basically said the same thing. Stop pandering with opinion sessions at the mic.
Yeah.
Recognize content that everyone is familiar with. Shorten the program, restructure the awards, inclusion of variety.
Yeah.
Boom. I have your plan and I gave it to you 6 years ago. Thank you. That's the thing I'm learning too. The, you know how I used to make those predictions?
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, Disney made, you know, it's going to buy Lucasfilm or going to buy Marvel. You just watch, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I've been predicting things with like websites and like traffic and just things that I've consumed over the last like couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because when it comes to some of these things, like I'm ahead of my time and I don't realize it at the moment until the time comes. And then I look back and I find something that I wrote and I'm like, oh, me had idea and it was good.
Yep, that's right.
And it took everybody else 6 years longer to find out. Just like when I wanted to do the GCRN live back in 2010, 2011.
Yeah.
And up through 2013, and we just couldn't make it come together. And then all of a sudden, you know, after like 2016, live streaming was all the rage.
Yep.
And still is.
Yeah.
And, you know, video content shows and It makes me laugh because I'm like, we have these good ideas. We don't necessarily have the time or the cash flow to make them happen, but we do, you know, remember them when it comes down to it. And I think the Oscars have their answer here.
Yeah.
Authenticity.
Yes, exactly.
Be real.
That's right. Don't be real, folks. Like, be real.
But I'm hoping that they can turn this around, like, for their sake. Like, I don't wish ill will on the Oscars or the award show, because I mean, I think it does stand for something good. It just needs to be retooled to not be what it's been over the years.
Yeah, it's time to, like, I understand and I, you know, respect the tradition of the Academy and all that, but there's a time and a place for tradition, and there's a time and a place for modernization, of streamlining the system, of streamlining the product, of making it more accessible to today's audience. Because I'm sorry, it's gonna take me a long time. I don't know if we'll ever cover this on this network, at least not with me, because I don't think I can sit through another 3 hours of that. But if I can barely sit through the Batman, what makes you think I want to sit through 3.5 hours of awards ceremony in 2025 or beyond 2025? Oh boy.
Yeah. But I don't have the mentality to sit behind it and watch. I don't care enough to,
It took me, I think, 3 days. And I watched that movie an hour a day. I just... So yeah, folks, while the title of the podcast does say award shows are a joke, it's a comedy thing. It's a title. It's meant to be funny. It's meant to hopefully have you people listen to our 349th episode, because episode 350, oh boy. And yeah, I mean, hopefully, you know, we'll bring back the GCRN Awards at some point. Probably not this year, but maybe at some point.
Might bring it back for the tail end of the year, though.
Maybe. You never know. So, yeah, so we got that. Anything else you would like to bring up with awards or anything like that?
Well, the last time the video game awards mattered was when they had Mark Hamill as the Joker for the Arkham City.
Which was 2011, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. We really don't want to talk about Mr. Hamill right now, do we?
No, I've already heard what happened to him. That's what happens when you... when you pick a side and then you follow a paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all I'll say on that because I'm not about to jump into that, that vulture's nest.
No,
I am not picking a side on the podcast. I have my own personal opinion and it's not coming out here.
Nope. Not at all. I do. But honest.
The man made his, he made his bed and now he has to lie in it.
Yep, yep, yep.
Do you have any idea how hard it is to win one of these things? Who do I have to kill to get an award around here? What? So you finally came to your senses. What was it? No one else famous on the list? Scared of what I'll do?
So what is going on in your brain podcast wise? What do you got coming up? What do you got going on? Promote yourself, sir.
So among trying to finish Podcast from Reed's World with you this year, I'm still working on Altered Geek. I know what I want to do for MWire. I'm just having a hard time making it come to fruition or finding the time to do what I want. And so I'm hoping now that I'm done with some of these projects, I can actually produce one and see if it's what I'm wanting, and if it's not, retooling it before I release the episode.
Cool,
because I do want to revive MWire in a video format, not in a podcast format, but I'll probably still export it as an audio and release it anyway.
Okay, cool.
But so there's that. I do plan on continuing with the Cyber Dragon Ball and Altered Geek and all things Transformers, and just kind of sticking with those four for a while. And then once we finish Podcaster Meets World, going back to Altered Trek.
Yep, absolutely. All right, folks. Well, I think that's going to do it. No ad break this time. I'm too lazy. I've been editing like crazy, and I don't feel like doing it. So no ad break this time around. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Geekcast Radio. Wish you'll join us next time. When in the 350th episode of this podcast, if I hopefully plan this right and everything goes right with the numbers, it will be the Geekcast Radio Network's 4,000th podcast episode in almost 16 years, because it'll be before the 16th anniversary.
That's crazy.
Holy shnikes. I started paying attention to this when we hit 39.44. And I was like, wait a minute. No way. And then I just started ramping up and ramping up, and I started doing all the studio. And the studio daily stuff, folks, that only really happens with Columbo, with the TV stuff, with Columbo stuff. This isn't like, and that's going to taper off because Columbo, as the series goes on, the episodes get shorter and shorter per season. So like Columbo season 5, I think, has 3 episodes. Columbo season 6 has like 4 episodes. And I'm like, oh my God, really? Seriously? So it is what it is. And as I said at the beginning of the show, by episode 41, we will go back to weekly on Studio 2009 as we're going to do the Fast Saga with my buddy Sean. He's going to come on and we did Ford versus Ferrari a couple of years ago. Might have been last year, I think, that we did that episode. So that's what's coming up for Studio 2009. We've got the Pull Bag coming back hopefully soon. We've got, like Steve mentioned, all things Transformers and all the stuff that Steve and I do. I am working on launching a new segment for Studio 2009. Another Origin series, Origins and Television Watching. So we've already got the first episode of that recorded. I'll record one with Steve, one with Optimus Solo, one with the Comic Concierge, and other people will come along as we progress through that. So that's what's going on there. Like Steve said, we're going to finish off Podcaster Meets World this year. If Phineas and Ferb wasn't coming back for a fifth season, Michael Wilson and I would have finished Phineas, the podcast organization without a cool acronym. We would have finished that off this year, but since it's coming back for a fifth season, we're going to do a whole bunch of other episodes to tide us over until then. So 40 new episodes of Phineas and Ferb for the TV series, which means however the hell many more episodes for us, which ruins the joke of the whole podcast. When Michael and I started Phineas and Ferb podcast back in 2016, it was supposed to be 104 podcasts, 104 days, because in the show, it's 104 days for summer. It was supposed to stop at episode 104. Well, now that they're coming back and they've done this new movie, Candace Against the Universe, that they did, and now they're coming back for season 5, it's like, great, guys. Thanks. Ruin the joke. Mm-hmm. But yeah, geekcastradio.com. You can check it all out there. You can check us out in any of the podcatching clients you choose to use, all that good stuff. For now, I am TF2 and Mike with
Steve Megatron.
You'll hear us here on Geekcast Radio soon. And tune in next time for the 4,000th podcast episode of the GCRN. Oh, yeah. And unleash the geek in you.
Like to thank who is it? Oh yes, me. Well, I don't suppose I'll be needing that anymore, will I? Oops. Spoilers.
You've just heard a podcast from the Geekcast Radio Network. If you enjoyed this discussion, head over to geekcastradio.com to check out this episode's post for more insights and links. Interact with the show, feedback at geekcastradio.com, or interact with us on X at geekcastradio and on Facebook at Geekcast Radio Network. Don't forget to subscribe to the Geekcast Radio Network podcast on your favorite podcatcher. So until next time, unleash the geek in you.